today on Real Radio.
So this is simple. How do I achieve the status of being good? Answer, cannot. Are you a legalist today? Give it up. Are you visiting here today from a cult that put you to work to earn your position? Are you of the group that believes that if you are a martyr, you go to heaven by default automatic? Impossible. Jesus said, if you lay down your life or you blow yourself up, unless you have love for one another, it's not going to work.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David J., thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called, Who Told You That You Were Good?, continues in a series called, Who Told You? A lot of what we believe can be based on our personal feelings and our past experiences, of course. But how do these beliefs actually stack up to Scripture? Well, this series will help us discern the voices and opinions of our day from the truth of God's Word. Is man basically good or inherently evil? The Bible tells us that only God is good. And if mankind is basically good, why is there an attempt to redeem ourselves when we do wrong or excuse ourselves from blame by covering it up? Adam and Eve were God's expression of Himself to His created world, but when they ate the forbidden fruit from the tree of knowledge, they sinned against God. And since then, we've all fallen short of His glory. Today, on day 3 of this lesson, Pastor Jack asks us, if God is the object of our faith, how can we become good? There is no amount of human effort that can transform us into being good. It's only in asking God and His goodness to forgive us that we are renewed and refreshed. And now, continuing in his lesson called, Who Told You That You Were Good?, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
So this is simple. How do I achieve the status of being good? Answer, cannot. Are you a legalist today? Give it up. Are you visiting here today from a cult that put you to work to earn your position? Are you of the group that believes that if you are a martyr, you go to heaven by default automatic? Impossible. Jesus said, if you lay down your life or you blow yourself up, unless you have love for one another, it's not going to work. You can give your body to be burned. It's not going to matter. You have to love God. In an attempt to recreate ourselves, man, by his own actions in religious activity, proves, even the atheist, that he's of the Adamic nature. Without even knowing it, he answers straight to Adam. The Bible teaches us that we are incapable. Now, this is tough, but I hope very clear it's incapable. You say, well, Jack, I want to start fresh today. I want to do good now from this moment on. It's my first time at a church today. I want to do the right thing. I want to turn over a new leaf. I'm going to be good from here on out. That's very sweet. Great intentions. Can't do it. Even if you could, you can't. You see, well, that's impossible, what you just said. No. Because listen, if you start today, to be good is to be pure, not to be bringing impurities and now to make them pure. You know how we have some stuff at home, our water, what's the thing, Culligan? Water purifier thing. You turn on the water, it goes through the system, it comes out of the glass, it's supposed to be good stuff, right? Let's just say it is. It's supposed to be good. But you have some doubts, and you have to wonder about how much of the impurities are taken out. This company does it better than some other company. Are you with me? Something's got to take what is dirty and make it clean. From the start, if you were to say today, I am going to recreate my life. I am going to follow a high level morality and I'm going to be good to, you have to understand, you're starting polluted. The starting place is corrupt. That's why Jesus said you must be born again. You must start over. Because what your good intentions start with today is still littered with poison of self. So who told you that you were good? Who told me that I was good? I did. And you told you that you're good. That's why the Bible's offensive to people. the Bible, we should sue the Bible because it makes people feel bad. Now, see, we cannot become good. Listen, Adam tried. He sewed leaves together. It didn't work. Listen to this, Romans chapter 5. Follow along with me. I'll skip some of the, for time's sake, as I read down. Romans 5, it says, therefore, having been justified by faith, having been justified by faith. Okay, having been declared sinless by virtue of faith. Faith demands an object, ladies and gentlemen. Let's keep reading. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So now he's the object of our faith. Don't let anybody tell you, just have faith, man. Just have faith. That is ridiculous. You have to have faith in something. What is the something? Who is the someone? The Christian's life is rooted in the object of faith. It's Jesus, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand. That's how we live our Christian life daily. By God's grace, we stand and operate in it. And rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Look down at verse 6. For when we were still without strength, that it was unable to rescue ourselves, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, and yet perhaps for a good man someone might even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus, 2,000 years ago, died on the cross because he knew you today. Did you know that? He knew you today. And when he died on the cross, he died for your sins and mine. While we were yet sinners, we weren't even born yet. And God was on the cross dying for our sins. Verse 9, much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved by his life? Verse 11, and not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. That means God, through Jesus, his son, on the cross, provided an atmosphere of us being able to make up with God. Verse 17, skip down, Romans 5. For if by the one man's offense, that's Adam, death reigned through one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. In other words, watch, it's just as true when Adam died spiritually and humanity became S-I-N positive. When Jesus Christ went to the cross, his righteousness entered same spiritual DNA to all those who would believe. How do you get away from shame and guilt and sin, damnation and hell itself? Only one way, by saying, Lord Jesus, I recognize now that I cannot save myself, that in me, that is in my flesh, dwells no good thing. But you took it upon yourself to die there for me, even though I was not even yet born. You, being God, knew all things. And that by dying in my place on the cross and paying the penalty of my damnation and condemnation, you rose again from the dead for my justification, even though I wasn't there 2,000 years ago. You left an empty tomb in Jerusalem. And I thank you for that, and I am putting my trust upon you, God, because I recognize something today. I have judged myself based upon my goodness, and when I was good, I was good, and when I was not so good, I kind of justified it. I've lived this life of smoke screens, and yet down deep inside, there's always been a shame, there's always been a guilt. Though nobody else knows about that thing I did, I know, and it bothers me. And now I've heard today that you know God, you know all things, and I come to you busted. I come to you like Adam and Eve, I am naked. But instead of sowing fig leaves around me, dear God, I'm asking you right now, Jesus, you cover me with your righteousness. I'm asking you to sow your righteousness around my life, Jesus, to transform me, to change me from the inside out, to bring back the light that was lost millennia ago. Make me a follower of you. Restore paradise lost. I give you my life. Does that make sense? You say, oh, I'm not sure. Do you know? Listen, yes, it does. Because do you know? Can you agree that you are not perfect, that you are not good according to the standard of good? Can you not recognize that though you want to be good, that there is also this driving demand that when you're not, to make some form of atonement for your wrongdoing? You prove to yourself that you're a spiritual creation, fallen from God, but spiritual creation nonetheless. You're a long way from home, friend, but thank God you can be brought back into the family of God just by calling out to him. I'm not going to sprinkle pixie dust over the sanctuary and you become a Christian. You're not going to come forward to become a Christian. Those things can mislead. You can come forward and I could fake pixie dust all over the sanctuary. You must repent of your sin. You must agree with God that you need him. You must agree with God that Jesus died for your sin. He's a personal God. He's a personal Savior because he died for your person. And you need him. And then finally, I want to end with this. It's, what do we do when truth trumps our reality, when how we live our lives, what we are? Truth comes along. Maybe it's for some of you today, truth is coming along and it's slapping your reality right now. When I mean slap your reality or trump your reality, it means this. It comes up and it reveals to you that the reality you've been living is an absolute sham. Now, ushers, lock down the doors. Security, get the tasers out. You need to hear this. In John 3:19, Jesus says, this is the condemnation. This either applies to you or you're born again. There's no other way. This either applies to you, friend, or you're born again. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, but men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and doesn't come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. Did you know that? That's the gospel. The gospel comes and it shines its light and it shows us that God died on the cross. Jesus Christ is our Savior and that we need saving. See, we don't need religion. Enough with the fig leaves. Enough with human attempt. God wants honesty in the inward parts. And he's saying to us right now today, he's saying to you today, you love your darkness. You've got your happy face on at church. And nobody knows that when you go home, you just can't wait. And you go home and you click on porn and you just surf all over the world. And you're doing this. And I see every click. God is saying, I see everything you see. And it slew my son on the cross. Or you might be here today and you're saying, well, you know what? It's just this romance novel. It's my 50 Shades of Grey and it's my escape. My marriage is so boring. That's where I find. And God says, I'm hearing and I'm seeing and I'm reading every word on the page. It may be, you know what? It's God's great. He's cool. That's all that stuff. But my real security, when it's all said and done, my real security is my success in business, my money, my holdings. That's what I'm trusting in. And God says, I see your idolatry. I see it every day. And it makes me sick. And you fill in the blanks in our lives. I'm not pointing my finger at you. I'm pointing my finger at me. All of us, the Bible says, remember how we started, all sin and come short of the glory of God. You may not, I may not be involved in those kinds of sins, but it will be something because there is none good, no, not one, says the Bible. Are you with me? You say, man, I'm never coming back to this church. That's good for us. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? But you may be here today saying, I just got smacked right in the face with some serious honesty. And I feel kind of naked right now. I kind of feel like Pastor and my wife or my husband might have emailed you what I've been doing. No, they didn't. That's the Holy Spirit touching you right now. And you should be very happy because that's God, as it were, walking in the cool of the sanctuary, asking, where are you? And you've been stitching leaves of these things to cover you. And it kind of goes this way. well, I'll just go back to where I came from and I'll ask the priest to forgive me. Leaves. Oh, that's okay, Pastor. I'll just go back to where I came from, or maybe I can meet you after service and I'll write a check to the church to help it out. Keep it. Leaves. Can you give me 10 good things to do and it will outweigh the... Leaves! Are you with me? There's only one good, and it's God. The gospel only works if our hearts are broken. The gospel only works is if we see our great need. Jesus said, man loves darkness. Today you may be lost and perishing. How are you going to find release? How are you going to find hope? It's only, listen, it's only an honest thought away. That if you would put your trust and faith in Jesus Christ, and ask him to forgive you of your sins, he'll do it. He's real. I don't have to muscle you into this. I don't have to persuade you. He's real. We're going to pray in a second, and I'm going to ask you to think about this, but I just want you to know that I know something about you that you may not know. It's only because I used to be where you're at now. If you think today, well, I've heard this argument about good, and there's good and there's wrong. And I don't get involved in religion. That's the scourge of the world. There's a lot of all kinds of bad stuff comes from religion. Well, I understand what you're saying, but I also understand what you're doing. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1 that God has revealed his existence to every human being. Did you know that? You might sit here today and say, I'm an atheist. Okay, honestly, the Bible says in Psalm 14 that you're a fool. I'm an atheist. You know what? You may say atheist and hear it in your head. By the time it lands in our ears, you're going like this. I'm a fool. Because the Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. I like to put it this way. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God, because his brain knows it. There's enough evidence all around the universe that screams God. And you're going to choose today to keep trying to be good, justify on your own scale, and go away sorrowful and dejected. Or you can be honest with yourself today and say, I need him. Let's do that right now. Father, we thank you for your truth. We thank you for your life. You're awesome. I'm thinking about the seasons, how it's hot outside. And in December, it was raining and cold. And in March, it was perfect. And come November, it's going to be perfect again. Seasons change. We can expect that. We can count on that because your Bible says that's the way it's going to be. And that you're the designer. We read in your word that caterpillars turn into butterflies. We go out in our backyard or to the park, and that's exactly what we see. Your Bible tells us that the sun is going to rise in the east and set in the west. And every day there is the testimony of your faithfulness. As true as those things are, so true is it that you've revealed yourself to every man or woman, boy or girl, to the level necessary for them to decide. And if they are today, if you are here today, friend, and your heart is stirred, I want you to know it's because God is calling you into his family now. He's awakening your heart to the truth. Please respond to him. Don't put him off. Maybe you're here today and you think this last hour was a total waste. That's because God's not calling you. You're lost. You don't care about it. You don't worry about it. We worry for you. We care for you. But you're not who I'm talking to. If today you're here and you've never decided to be a follower of Jesus, today's your day. If God is speaking to you while heads are bowed and eyes are closed, Listen very carefully. It is to you to respond to God's calling. God is awakening you. He's been blowing a breeze over your soul and spirit to arise. If today you sense him dealing with you, will you respond as I look across this sanctuary? You would respond by just raising your hand. This is a public acknowledgement of Christ. It's biblical. Everyone Jesus called, he called publicly. Christians, please be interceding for those that are around you right now. Please be praying for them. But maybe today is the day that this has made sense and you're saying, I need Jesus now. Put your hand high if that's you. God bless you. High, please, so I can see. God bless you in the back, in the middle, in the back, in the back, in the middle, up front. God bless you here. To my left, in the very back, to my left, God bless you. There's some stirring inside of you. You know that you should do this. It's freaking you out because how can this be happening? I'm in a room full of people, but it's as though I'm having an experience here. What is this? That's the Holy Spirit. That's God. It's funny, isn't it? It's very calm, sort of, but very violent. What's happening? He's very still, gently voiced, but at the same time, he's yelling at you right now. It's almost as though he's got his arms out, but he's screaming at you to take the life raft. Do you sense that? If you haven't raised your hand yet, will you put your hand up? If that's what's going on with you, that there's a sense of urgency? You can put your hands down. I've seen your hands. Heavenly Father, to these who have raised their hands right now, they've heard the gospel that Christ died on the cross, rose again from the grave, that they nor none of us can be good enough to ever enter heaven, that we'll not have the door swing open wide by our merits. We come as lost beggars in need of salvation and being saved, and Christ Jesus imparts that gift of salvation to us. Father, these who have raised their hands today, may you descend upon them. May you baptize them now in the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, may you grab hold of their hearts. And Lord, from this moment forward, may they experience what we've all experienced now. From this moment on, a passion to follow you, to know everything they can about you, to talk with you in prayer, to find out, to meet, to walk with God in the cool of the day. No longer hiding, no longer ashamed, no more guilt. Naked, free, clothed in the righteousness of Christ is our prayer for them. We thank you, Father God, for your goodness. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called, Who Told You That You Were Good? Thanks for listening, and our hope is that you truly come to repentance knowing only God is good. Who Told You That You Were Good is part of Pastor Jack's series called Who Told You? A series that gives us the truth about heaven, salvation, goodness, and restoration. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. By the way, if you've made a decision for Christ and you need some help or you just want to talk to someone about it, head on over to reallifewithjackhibbs.org. And click the contact tab. We would love to get in touch with you. We'd like to have some contact with you, get somebody in touch that can help you in your walk with Christ. Again, if you've just made a decision for Christ, or maybe you need some hand-holding along the way, that's not a problem. Get a hold of us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Did you know that Pastor Jack has a recommended book of the month every month? Specially selected books handpicked by Pastor Jack. And this month's book of the month is called Politics According to the Bible, written by Dr. Wayne Grudem. Now, this book was a major inspiration for Pastor Jack's Worldview series. Join the many Real Radio listeners who read the Book of the Month every month by going to reallifewithjackhibbs.org and then click the Home tab. That's Pastor Jack's Book of the Month, and that's at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Check it out right away. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.